Now, first in baseball, Yasiel Puig's two-run double in the bottom of the ninth inning lifted the Los Angeles Dodgers over the Chicago White Sox 5-4. That's her second comeback win in as many games. Trevor Story had a couple of homers and a career-high six RBIs. John Gray pitched six strong innings, and the Rockies broke out of an offensive slump in a big way, beating the Braves 17-2. Elvis Andrews had the go-ahead home run among his four RBIs. Cole Hamels won again despite a shaky outing, and the Texas Rangers completed a three-game sweep of the Tigers with a 12-6 victory. Aaron Judge launched a titanic home run. Didi Gregorius snapped a seventh-inning tie with a two-run double. And the New York Yankees beat the Mets 5-3 for their third straight victory in the Subway Series. Also last night, Anthony Rizzo hit a grand slam in the first inning, and Javier Baez scored on a wild pitch in the ninth as the Chicago Cubs overcame a late Cincinnati Reds rally to win 7-6. Josh Reddick hit a two-run homer as part of a four-run eighth inning. Charlie Morton threw six and a third solid innings, and the Houston Astros beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-5. Mookie Betts lined a two-run double off of the left field wall with two outs in the ninth inning, capping a three-run rally that lifted the Boston Red Sox to a 5-4 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Xander Bogaerts hit a solo homer for the AL East-leading Red Sox, who won for the 12th time in 14 games and maintained their 4.5-game lead over the second-place Yankees. Marcus Stroman pitched six and a third inning. Steve Pierce homered and scored twice in the Toronto Blue Jays. Beat Tampa Bay 3-2. The Minnesota Twins have postponed their game against the Cleveland Indians because of rain, scheduling a split doubleheader to finish the series. With wet and stormy weather forecast throughout the night in Minnesota, the Twins pulled the plug on the middle game of that series last night. They'll play the division-leading Indians twice today. Alex Gordon hit a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the ninth inning after Oakland tied it in the bottom of the eighth, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Athletics 7-6. Alcides Escobar doubled to start the ninth against Blake Treinen, matching his season high with three hits. Then Gordon delivered his second run-scoring single of that series finale. Recently acquired Yonder Alonso hit his first homer for Seattle and drove in three runs, while Mark Zepchinski struck out Chris Davis with the bases loaded to end the Mariners' 7-6 win over the Orioles. Also last night, the Padres blanked the Phillies 3-0. Giancarlo Stanton's homer streak ended, but he singled, stole a base, and scored in a four-run first inning, helping Miami beat San Francisco 8-1. Also last night, it was the LA Angels beating the Washington Nationals 3-2, and the Milwaukee Brewers a 7-6 winner over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mark Rudner, the Big Ten Senior Associate Commissioner, has compiled 31 Big Ten basketball schedules. This latest one, though, may have been the most difficult. Between the regular season ending 1 week earlier to allow for the Big Ten tournament to be played at Madison Square Garden, the addition of Fox as a TV partner, and a host of facility conflicts, there was no shortage of things to navigate and consider. From January 2nd through February 25th, in fact, there will be at least one Big Ten conference game on all but 4 days. The four TV partners, the Big Ten Network, CBS, ESPN, and Fox, are more than any other conference and trail only the NFL, who has five. Some of the notable items regarding the 2017-18 conference schedule. First, the Big Ten play tips off Friday, December 1st. Every team will play two conference games December 1st through 5th and then return to non-conference play until the conference action resumes on Tuesday, January 2nd. Now, the Big Ten tournament is held a week earlier and at Madison Square Garden. Instead of its usual second week of March date, the tournament will open Wednesday, February 28th, and crown a champion Sunday, March 4th. The Big Ten couldn't reserve the world's most famous arena for its usual dates due to the Big East tournament. Monday and Friday night games. Fox will carry games Monday and Friday nights, off nights in the past, meaning the Big Ten will play on every day of the week. Also, the single-day preps, too. Due to the condensed conference slate and the juggling of men's and women's schedules, among other things, teams will play two games in 3 days, allowing just 1 day of preparation. There are 34 different instances of single-day prep games. Also, in previous season, the conference avoided having teams play more than two consecutive road games. This season, teams will play three in a row away from home. As for Iowa, the Hawkeyes will open up Big Ten play on December 2nd as they'll host Penn State, and then they'll be at Indiana on December 4th. The Hawkeyes then won't return to Big Ten play until January 2nd when they host Michigan. Well, there may be a new offensive coordinator at Iowa, but there has not been a change in philosophy. Junior center James Daniels says the Hawkeyes are still a run-first offense under new coordinator Brian Ferentz.
Because if we can't run the ball, like that's one of the reasons why I came here in the first place. Because I know like Iowa is like one of those schools that run the ball, and that's what I was trying to do when I was going to college.
Daniels played as a true freshman and now feels like a veteran as he enters his second season as the Hawkeyes' starting center.
Last year, center, coaches used to always tell me how the center is a leadership position. And so halfway through the season, the coaches were preaching that to me. And so half year through the season last year, I felt I became one of the older guys.
Daniel says the position center requires leadership.
It's usually how the quarterback is the best leader on the team. It's the exact same thing. The center has the part, the characteristic of a center is to be a good leader, great leader, all that stuff.
The Hawkeyes will open at home against Wyoming coming up on September 2nd. You can hear Hawkeye basketball again this season on KJAN. If two running backs are better than one, then Iowa State Cyclones have a chance to make some strides this season. David Montgomery returns after leading the Cyclones with 563 yards last season and is joined by junior Mike Warren. The native of Oklahoma was the top freshman in the country in 2015 with more than 1,300 yards, but slumped to 559 yards a year ago.
It's not competition. It's more collaboration between us. It's not me against him or him against me. It's us together against, everybody else in the Big 12, I would say. And, we can't just, be mad about last year or whatever happened, and you just have to take it all in stride and, help each other out.
Warren says even if he's not the starter, he'll get plenty of opportunities.
Everyone in the running back room, we can all play. There's not a situation where none of us can get on the field. It's not, okay, he's the one, he's going to be in most of the game, and then he's the two, he's going to come in for probably a few plays. Anyone can get in at any time.
Montgomery says both running backs can help the Cyclones improve.
Me and Mike together, I think, is a crazy duo. Definitely a crazy duo. But us as an offense, when we all work accordingly together, it's a crazy offense, So it's just really what you make of it. And I think we have a pretty good, solid team, and a plan to be successful is really a process, and we're definitely moving toward that steadily.
Montgomery says ultimately the goal is to win.
My biggest goal is the team goal. I just want our team to, to be better, mended together, So that's really the main goal, us to come together more so as a family and brothers than just a team.
Cyclones will open up their season September 2nd. It'll be a night contest against Northern Iowa. In NFL news, Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott's appeal of a 6-game suspension over a domestic violence case will be heard by arbitrator Harold Henderson, who reduced Greg Hardy's ban when the defensive end was with the Cowboys 2 years ago. Henderson is one of the people approved by Commissioner Roger Goodell to hear appeals under the NFL's personal conduct policy. The league concluded after a year-long investigation that Elliott, the 2016 NFL rushing leader as a rookie, had several physical confrontations that left his girlfriend with bruises last summer in Ohio. Prosecutors didn't pursue the case, citing conflicting and inconsistent information. Elliott hasn't spoken to reporters since training camp started, but wrote on Twitter after last week's ruling that he strongly disagreed with the NFL's findings. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.